Uniform 2 Tango Mobile. MD. DW2G, good morning or good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Name here is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. I'm here in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Just heard you come on there. I haven't heard anybody on 2 meters for quite some time, over.
Hi, Roger. The call here is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. My name's Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I'm located over here in the Spartanburg area. And had to run out and get some mail out today and also go pick me up some lunch, and that's where I'm headed for now. Usually there's more activity on this repeater, but I guess with the weather, everybody staying home, nobody's talking much on it today.
I believe what you're saying. This is not the grandest of weather, I'll guarantee you. But hopefully it'll start getting better. I understand tomorrow is supposed to be no rain, but it's supposed to be hot again. So not looking forward to that. Got yard work to do, of course, with all this rain and stuff. So that was my intention to do tomorrow anyway.
I'm going to do some antenna work, but not in this weather and not right now and not without a crew, because it's the work I need to do. It's going to take about 4 or 5 people, because I've got to take down a lower a loop antenna and run new wire through the corners to get it back up in the air, and then solder it all together, and all because it's broken. I started with a good-sized loop, and now it's gotten shorter, but it's broken about 4 or 5 times, and I've just kind of tied it back together. It works, but not as well as it should, because I can't get all the bands, but that's a story for another day, at least not today anyway.
Yeah, I've been down that road. What kind of loop do you have, vertical or horizontal?
It's a big full-size 80-meter loop, and 267 feet, something like that, in length, and so. Because that's where the soldering and where the connection is to bring the ladder line down, so. It's been working pretty good, but after it broke a couple of times, I had stranded wire up there, and I'm going back with copper clad steel, so that's why it takes a crew to put it back up.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, Rusty. Did you homebrew that?
And put it up. Let the guys come over and help me, and we put it up in the air, and it's been up for a number of years now, and I could work 160 through, and if I was lucky, 6 meters sometimes. So it was doing a good job.
QSL. Yeah, I have. I'm a firm believer in the loop antennas. Currently, I'm just running an infed. Can't talk right now. Infed antenna, and it's 80 through 6. And it seems to work, but I'm in an HOA, and of course, they're coming down on all of us over here who are located, so I'm hoping they won't say anything. They'll just leave me alone, but the loop antenna, I've used both vertical, inverted V, vertical loop, and the horizontal, and they worked like firebusters there. Really quiet and good DXing.
I've confirmed 237 countries, and I've confirmed 100 now. So, yeah, and that's on multiple bands too. But, you know, it like you say, it's a process and everything, so I'm just going to wait till some good weather and see if I can round up about 4 or 5 people back up higher in the air, because it came down, the cord broke one time, so that, needless to say, made things a little bit harder, and, you know, it's only like about, 12, 14 feet off the ground at that one corner, so. That kind of makes things a little rough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I can understand that. Luckily, the loops that I've had, I haven't had any problem with when I had them up, I should say. I did have a loop antenna up in my attic here where I live right now, and it seemed to work okay. I was using a 4-to-1 Bowen, and all of a sudden, it just wasn't working more of a hoot on 80 meters like it wanted to. So yeah, I don't know if it's the Bowen or if the wire went bad someplace in the wire or what, but I'd like to kind of go back up there and put it back in, although I do have an NFED antenna up there too, and it seems to work pretty good, all bands. So I might just leave it over.
I've got a G5RV, an 80 meter G5, 80 through 10 G5RV up also. So, and it's kind of off center fed a little bit. So, you know, it's one of these. And well, I'm going to jump out of here for a few minutes because I've arrived over here where I'm going to pick up my lunch. Pick me up a good. I got a good place where I go for Chinese food. And they're not going to deliver it to me, so I'm going to jump out and run in and pick it up, and then I'll be back out and on the air and be on the way back to the house. So, well, I'll tell you what, if you're around 7 o'clock and you've got 80-meter capability, try to get on 3915, the South Carolina single sideband net. We're always looking for new people, and we can always use somebody over in your area who can handle traffic for us, because we are a traffic net. Anyway, talk to you later. Let me jump out and run in here real quick. W2T, 73s for now.
W-U-T, Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Delta. Okay, Rusty, it was a pleasure to meet you, and I'll look on that 3915 here, and especially over here in the Simpsonville area, and maybe I can help out with everybody there. So you have a great day, and enjoy that Chinese. I envy you for that. So, okay, we'll talk to you later down the road there, my friend. WA4MD.